problem.
First career hat trick, how does it feel?
It's always good to get one, I guess. That's something you not necessarily strive after, but it feels good, and I'm happy I got one.
Your line's been rolling the past 2 days and actually for weeks now. It's just, what really makes you guys click, and now that you have Taylor Camerata on the right side, what's going on with the line?
I mean, I think we have all these confidence you need. Like, we get speed, we got some power, and especially finesse, and guys that can make plays. When you play together for a longer time, I mean, there's been a lot of, like, line rotations and stuff, but I think we've found our lineup now, and it's just easier to find each other.
They would get mad at me if I asked you a question in Swedish, so I'm going to ask it in English.
All right.
But obviously you played very well tonight, so how did you, like, make the shift under so much pressure, especially after being down?
After being what?
Down. Like.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all about sticking to the process, and we beat these guys last night, and we know we can do it again. So Eric played good tonight, and try to keep them out of the blue paint where they score their goals, and just be patient, and we know we can score.
Did you think you guys took advantage of the width of the ice here against Penn State this weekend?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, especially the crowd was great tonight, and we had a lot of energy. It's very easy to play in our building, and yeah, you know, the ice definitely makes a difference, and if you're not used to it, it's harder. So, yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Seems like in your regroup, you're doing a lot of D-to-D and getting plays up the middle of the ice. Was that kind of a point of emphasis?
Not really. You know, we want to play fast right up. Like, you get the puck and go right up the ice, but you got to use the whole rink, and you got to use it to your advantage, and sometimes that's a good play to do.
Your power play group seemed to have a lot of chemistry tonight. You guys spread out the ice really well. Do you guys feel like you're getting some chemistry with Taylor on there now?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Cammy is a really good player. You just look at that pass over three sticks to me backdoor. I mean, that's a high-class NHL pass. I don't think anyone else in our team can make that pass. So he brings something else, and he's another threat down on the goal line or whenever we rotate. So he's definitely good, and I think our power play, we've scored a couple goals here the last couple games, so we're getting into it.
Is it nice to see him engaged on that power play using his creativity?
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially Cammy, have had a little tough season, a little up and down, but I mean, looking at his last 5, 6, 7 games, he's been really good for us, and he's starting to bring what the old Cammy, you know, he's playing hard, he's playing great, and especially getting points and making the guys around him better.
What's the mood and the feeling in the locker room after a couple wins against a really good offense in high school?
You know, it's always good when you win. It doesn't really matter who you win against or what it is, but Penn State is a little special, and feels good that we got the sweep here, but we got to stay humble, and we play them in 2 weeks again, so then we have a new series.
How important was physicality to take the lead away from them and eventually get the win?
You know, especially in this game, like playing Penn State, I have a lot of big guys, so for us it's all about matching that physicality and make sure we can play fast and not letting those big guys be able to stay with us.